From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A lone gunman identified as retired accountant, 64-year-old Stephen Craig Paddock, is blamed for the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history, opening fire from a high-rise hotel room onto a country music festival in Las Vegas, Nevada. At last count, 59 were killed, more than 500 wounded. Paddock killed himself. President Donald Trump spoke for the nation Monday.
We are joined together today in sadness, shock, and grief.
Mr. Trump said the nation is in mourning.
Hundreds of our fellow citizens are now mourning the sudden loss of a loved one, a parent, a child, a brother or sister. We cannot fathom their pain. We cannot imagine their loss.
The president said he and the First Lady are praying for the families of those lost in the mass shooting.
To the wounded who are now recovering in hospitals, we are praying for your full and speedy recovery and pledge to you our support from this day forward.
The president plans to visit Las Vegas Wednesday. Among those attending the Sunday night concert, Rachel Decker.
The first thing that we heard was like a big pop noise, like glass breaking, almost like someone had dropped like a glass bottle behind us.
Yeah.
And then we kind of heard like a pop, pop, pop noise. And then we just started to hear the gunfire.
Although Islamic State claimed responsibility, law enforcement said at this point no connection with international terror. A motive for the attack is unclear. Kenyan police used tear gas against opposition supporters who rallied in Nairobi and other cities, demanding the sacking of election board officials they blame for August's nullified election. The Supreme Court ordered a new election after citing irregularities in the August 8 ballot the commission said was won by incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta. A new election is slated for October 26. This is VOA News. Catalans are expected to take part in a general strike Tuesday as a way to protest clashes Sunday between voters and police trying to prevent an independence referendum that Madrid called illegal. Hundreds were injured. Transport Tuesday could come to a halt. More than 40% of Catalans turned out to vote in an independence referendum, receiving over 90% support for yes. Monday, Catalan President Carles Puigdemont called for mediation.
El moment aconsella mediació. I la mediació,
but he said the mediation must involve a third party to be effective. The European Union Monday urged both sides to talk. EU Chief Donald Tusk appealed to Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy to avoid further escalation. The regional Catalan parliament is expected to declare independence this week. In Syria, two suicide bombers struck a police station Monday in the Al-Maidan neighborhood of Damascus, killing at least 16 people. There was no claim of responsibility. The police station was the target of a bomb blast last year. The White House Monday again rejected talks with North Korea, with an exception. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a White House spokesperson.
We've been clear that now is not the time to talk. The only conversations that have taken place or that would be on bringing back Americans who have been detained, those were the type of conversations that this administration was willing to have. Beyond that, there will be no conversations with North Korea at this time.
The statement came after Secretary of State Rex Tillerson last week said the U.S. was communicating with Pyongyang through diplomatic channels on its missile and nuclear programs. President Trump is met Monday with visiting Thai Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, who heads a military government that took power in 2014 amid political violence. Mr. Trump hailed relations with Bangkok, often referred to as America's oldest Asia ally, although he said he wants to reduce the U.S. trade deficit. Federal prosecutors opened their case Monday against Ahmed Abu Qatala, accusing him of orchestrating the 2012 attack on the U.S. diplomatic compound in the Libyan city of Benghazi that killed four Americans, including the U.S. ambassador, Christopher Stevens. Qatala faces charges of murder and providing material support to terrorists. His lawyer says he did not take part in the attack. U.S. stocks started the fourth quarter Monday with all three major stock indices reaching record-high closes. Investors were buoyed by news that U.S. manufacturing surged to a near 13.5-year high. The benchmark Dow Jones average closed Monday more than 150 points higher to 22,557. Meanwhile, automaker General Motors announced Monday it will launch 20 all-electric or hydrogen fuel cell cars by the year 2023. The Chevrolet Bolt has already been in the market since December. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.